USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is agreeing to increase the amount of work visas for Mexicans and Central Americans. Mexico's president making the announcement after visiting Washington, D.C. and meeting with President Biden earlier this week. President Joe Biden is set to visit Saudi Arabia and discuss energy security. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News that she is concerned about the U.S.'s capacity to refine oil.
The oil industry and oil futures work off of certainty.
Mm-hmm.
And they are looking for that certainty. They're not getting it from this president. He has proven to be very unfriendly and very uncaring about what the American public is facing every time they go fill up the pump.
A number of oil refineries closed since the beginning of the pandemic. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The former president is making his first trip back to our nation's capital.
President Trump plans to return to Washington, D.C. for the first time since leaving office in January of 2021. The America First Policy Institute is holding an invitation-only event on the 25th and 26th of this month. The event will be streamed live and is open to the press. The group has not specified the two-day event's location yet due to security reasons. Speakers include former Speaker Newt Gingrich, House members, senators, former cabinet members, and former White House officials. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Washburn Fire in California has crossed into the Sierra National Forest. National Park Service officials saying more road closures were made as the fire keeps spreading. It's just over 23% contained and so far has burned over 4,200 acres of land. The park superintendent saying the fire appears to be man-made. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The DEA reports that the majority of illicit fentanyl in the nation crosses into the United States via the southern border. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says he's concerned about how the street price of fentanyl is dropping.
The cartels have seized operational control. We in Arizona, we've never seen the price of fentanyl fall this dramatically. In the last 14 months, it's gone from $20 a pill to about $5 a pill. And that means someone's son, daughter, niece or nephew will die.
He says there needs to be more enforcement at the border. The DEA reports the nation saw a rise in opioid overdose deaths last year compared to 2020. Brittany Griner's ongoing trial in Russia is featuring testimony from defense witnesses. The director of the Russian basketball team Griner played for praised her for lifting the spirits of her team. The testimony came 1 week after the WNBA star entered a guilty plea while saying she didn't want to break the law. Griner stood accused of having under a gram of marijuana in her luggage when she was arrested at the airport in Moscow back in February. South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdaugh is being charged for the double slaying of his wife and son. In June of last year, Murdaugh's wife and son were found shot to death outside their South Carolina home. Murdaugh was also accused of trying to arrange his own death so his surviving son could collect an insurance policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.